Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Thank you so much for tuning in. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I hope that you all are doing well tonight. Well, I'm going to be talking about tonight questions in the valley. Questions and scriptures that you can lean on during this time, these holidays that are coming up. I know it's difficult. So here are some scriptures, well, questions that you may have and scriptures that will help you do some of these questions. There's lots of them. I'm going to be sending these scriptures, these questions and scriptures to you by text, group text, tomorrow. How can I see my way through this spiritual darkness? Spiritual darkness, yes. I know that's a good question. First, it was Thanksgiving. Now it's Christmas. And then comes New Year's. And Valentine's. Before I can see sunshine, here comes another holiday to remind me of my special loved one. Well, let's go through this valley of questions and scriptures that may help you, to encourage you, And whenever you have one of these questions, feelings of these questions that I'm going to be going through, maybe the scripture will help you to get through them. The Lord turns my darkness into light. And yes, he does. He turns the darkness into light. And there's a scripture, Psalms 119:105 says, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light to my path. He will bring light to your path as you continue to go through this time in your life. I can ask God to bring light into my darkness. Yes, all we have to do is just ask him. God's light drives away and drives away the darkness and bring light. God's light drives away fear and help me to see clearly. Let's listen to Psalms 27.
When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall.
Okay, just one second, please. Let's go over that again.
Psalm 27 of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance...
So that's one that you should always go to. That's Psalms 27. God's word illuminates my path. That's Psalms 19 through 8. And Psalms 119:105, like I read before. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light to my path. Serving others bring light into our darkness. That's Isaiah 58:10. Yes, serving others. Just like I have told you in many occasions, that when you do something for someone else, it makes you feel good. So that makes you, by making you feel good, that's the light that you see. And that's what it's saying in this with this question. Serving others brings light into my darkness, Isaiah 58:10. I am to live by faith and not by sight. Now, we all know that scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we live by faith, believing, and not by seeing. That is what that scripture is really saying. I am to live by faith and not by sight. That's 2 Corinthians 5:7. Who can possibly understand the depth of my sorrow? Yes, no one knows how you feel but you. Are you feeling confused and depressed? Are you questioning why this is happening to me? Are you shedding tears of sadness? Are you feeling numb? Are you angry with God? These are feelings of sorrow. Sorrow. Yes, these are feelings that no one else knows how you feel. Many people would say, oh, I know how you feel. No, they don't know how you feel if they have never experienced it before. They don't know what you're feeling in your heart. So they cannot really say to you that they know how you feel. They, if they are a widow and they are going through or have gone through the loss of a special loved one, then they can identify your feelings, but they still don't know how you're feeling at that particular time. Others in scriptures have experienced great sorrows. In Samuel and in Job, and you know about Job, what Job experienced, he lost his whole family. Everything that he had, he lost. So you imagine the sorrow that he went through. God is close to the brokenhearted. That's Psalms 38:4. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Yes, he will be there for you to encourage you and help you through this time in your life. God is my only hope in sorrow. Yes, God is your only hope in sorrow. He will lead you to someone or resources to get you through this time in your life. God will comfort and heal me in my sorrow. Yes, he will. He is a comforter. He's a way maker, and he's a problem solver. Jesus himself has experienced sorrow. Yes, Jesus, when Lazarus died, Jesus wept. So he also had those feelings that we have had, that we are feeling. What we are feeling now and what we are feeling later. Yes, he has experienced that when Lazarus died. So he knows exactly how we feel at this time in our life. The next scripture, that's Matthew 26:36-42. I just saw some people calling in. So just knowing that I'm going to read scriptures, you don't have to write them down because I'm going to group text them to you, as well as the question and the statement behind all of these scriptures. Is depression a sign of weak faith? You may feel that way, but depression is not a sign of weak, because we all must experience grief. Grief is normal, grief is natural, and grief is necessary. So all of these things that you're going through, it is necessary. So you are not weak. Sometimes we feel that way because we keep crying and going through these emotions. But you are not weak, because it is a normal, natural, necessary journey that you're going through. Other strong believers have experienced depression. And in First Kings, and also in Psalms, you know, the book of Psalms, David wrote most of the book, and David went through a whole lot of different things, you know. So there are lots of people who have gone through different emotion and depression throughout the Bible. And David was definitely one of them. I've been listening to, because it's very difficult to pronounce all of those different names of people in First Samuel and Second Samuel, First King and Second King. Those names I just cannot pronounce. So what I do, I listen to the audio, and then I just follow and reading it with the auto being played. And David went through a lot of different things. I'm sure you probably have gone through those scriptures, but I wanted to go through it again because I wanted to learn more about how David became anointed, and also the different things that he went through, because I love the book of Psalms, and when I read it, I listen to the things that David says in those different scriptures and the things that he's gone through. And I just finished going through First and Second Samuel, and it's just amazing how the things that he had to experience. He also experienced a lot of victory. God allowed him to be very victorious in most of the most of the battles that he had to go through. What's the next one here? Depression. Okay. Life is full of hardship. No wonder people experience depression. Yes, life is full of disappointment, hardship, all different types of emotion. So it becomes where you feel like you're depressed. Job experienced it while he was going through when he lost his whole family and everything that he owned. My faith helps me to cry out to God in the midst of depression. Psalms 30, that's 38, but I want to read this one. Psalms 40. I waited, and this is talking about crying out to God. And you can cry out to God. Whatever you may be going through, God allows you, he wants you to speak to him. And also come to him with your problems. And in Psalms 40, it says, I waited for the Lord, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the horrible pits, out of the mud and mires. He set my feet upon a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. Yes. So it is okay for you to cry out to God and talk with him, because he does listen. Depression can strengthen my faith. Yes, depression can strengthen your faith, because you're, okay, give me an example. You can be, let me go back to, as you continue to go through these different emotions, which is normal, natural and necessary. You're feeling, you're questioning these things that are happening to you. You're shedding tears and feeling numb. But what God will do, God will direct your path. He will bring people, a support group, resources, and all of these things to help you through this time in your life. So yes, he will. Depression can strengthen you by faith, because he will lead you to scriptures. He will lead you to people. Even at your church, your pastor will preach something that you can hold on to and believe, and that helps you to get out of your situation, your faith walk, where you become stronger. Depression, God can use my depression to minister to others. Yes, he can. When we witness to other people give testimonies to other people about our journey, it helps that person, and it also helps you as well. And just like I've had several people to come on and do testimonies, yes, you probably have heard something that you've been feeling, and something that you have gone through that they talked about, and it strengthens you. So God can use depression to minister to others. And when you help others, you feel better. So you get through, you begin to have faith that if I can encourage someone else, then I need to be able to encourage myself. I'm going to get through this. And it makes you feel good that you have helped someone regarding whatever situation they may be going through. And these testimonies are so important. So share your testimony. Share your walk with others and your story. How can I make sense of God's action? Well, in time, he will. God may be testing my faith. Many of us would say that. Oh, yes, God is putting me through this for something, and he's testing my faith. He's going to see how strong I'm going to be. He's going to see how I'm going to be able to get through this time in my life, this journey of grief. And there's a scripture, there's scriptures in Genesis 22, 1 through 18, Joshua 6, James 1, 2, and 4. Like I said, I'm going to send these scriptures out in a group text tomorrow. God is teaching me to trust his strength and not my own. Yes, we must trust him, because if we just focus on ourselves, we are not going to get through this. So we need God's strength to get through this time in our lives. And he will find ways to become close to us, just like in the scripture 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. God is teaching me to trust. Okay, that's the one I just finished. God ways are beyond my limited understanding. Yes, when you when your loved one transitions, just like it's saying here, my ways are beyond my limited understanding. We did not understand why this happened. And we maybe still don't understand why this happened. So, yes, that statement is very true. God's ways are beyond my limited understanding of what happened. But in time, you have accepted what has happened, and you go forth with your life. That's Isaiah 55, 8 and 9, Romans 11, 33. God's actions are perfect because he's perfect. Yes, God is perfect, so his actions are perfect. Psalms 18, 30. Let me see if I have another scripture. I have some other scriptures down here. Let me see if that's relating to that. No, that doesn't go with that one. Okay. God asks, okay, I may not fully understand on this side of eternity. Yes, that is very true. We don't understand on the earth why things are happening, why things have happened to us, why things are happening in the world. We don't understand it. But when we go up to heaven, I'm sure God is going to let us know exactly why certain things are happening. We can see our loved one again. But the thing to it, our timing. God has a time for each one of us to be taken up to heaven. Is it possible to hide my feelings from God? No. Because God knows everything. He knows your feeling before you start thinking it. God knows my every thoughts and motive. First Chronicle 28:9. Yes, he knows our every thoughts. He even knew us before we entered our mother's womb. God even knows the secret in my heart. Yes, he knows every thought and secret that is in your heart. So you can feel comfortable in sharing your feelings with God, crying out to God, because he already knows it. So when you talk about it, you'll just, you know, you can feel comfortable because he knows it. There's no reason for you to want to hide it. Because he already knows it, so you can share it with him. Release your feelings to him. Cry out to him. It is okay. No one knows me intimately as God does. No one does but God. He knows your entire being. He knows all thoughts, what you're going to do, what you're not going to do. So, yes, if you're having any type of intimate feeling, you know, like when you know that your husband is always laying on the other side of the bed, and you lay down and you are wishing different things, thoughts, personal thoughts, God knows about those things. He knows about your feelings. He knows that you're lonely. He knows you need someone to embrace you. But it is okay because we are human. And just knowing that all of these feelings are normal, natural, and necessary as we go through our grieving process. And that is coming from Psalms 44, 20 through 21. No one, God's knowledge of people's heart make him a fair judge. I do have a scripture for that. That's Jeremiah 32, 19. Great are your purposes and mighty are your deeds. Your eyes are open to the way of all mankind. You reward each person according to their conduct and their deed deserved. Well, that is true. God knows your purpose in life. Just like I now know my purpose in life is the next chapter of Widow's Ministry. And just like it says, great are the purposes and mighty are your deeds. He's the judge of your deeds. He determines, he rewards each person according to their conduct and their deeds that the deeds deserve. So just know that God, he makes fair judges about what you do in life. Are you obedient? Are you doing the things that he wants you to do? Well, I am trying my best to do what he wants me to do by being on this air every Tuesday night, trying to embrace and encourage you each week. So I am hoping that I am doing what he wants me to do. I know my purpose now, and I hope that one day he will say, good and faithful servant. So I'm hoping that I will be able to hear that from him when I go up to heaven to be with the Lord and also my family and friends. Let me see if there's any other scriptures that I want to talk about. There was one in Ecclesiastes. Let me go back to what that was. Okay, Ecclesiastic. Okay, where are you? It says God's actions are perfect because he's perfect. And Ecclesiastes 3:11, he has made everything beautiful in his time. And you are fearfully and beautiful and wonderfully made. And that is coming from in 149, I think, in Psalms. But anyway, we only have a few more minutes from our show. I wanted to share some of those scriptures in ways that you can, and I'm going to send them to you, things that you might be going through these next few holidays. You've gotten through Thanksgiving. Now you got to get through Christmas and New Year's. And here comes Valentine. But just knowing that you can get through it. Just like you got through Thanksgiving, you can get through the other holidays. It might be difficult, a lot of memories and emotions, but don't be alone. Be around family. Be around family and friends. Do not be alone. And just knowing that God is with you and he will continue to just like he says, he is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed by spirit. And he knows how you feel. So if you feel like crying or whatever you feel like doing, go ahead and express it. I mean, release it. But pray and ask God to give you the strength that you need to get through this holiday to the next holiday. And he'll keep doing that. And he'll bring people around you that will encourage you and help you to get through these times in your life. Be involved with your family, your grandbabies. Those grandbabies keep you busy enough that you don't have time to think about anything else. So just knowing that you will get through this as you walk by faith and not by sight. And let me see. There is something that I wanted to announcement. I might not be on the air next Tuesday. I will send you a group text because it is right after Christmas, and I think I'm going to take the week off. And as we come back on after the new year, I will have more testimonies for you to hear and to encourage you through this time in your life. And just like we talked about bouncing back again, you will be able to bounce back again. Just have faith in yourself. Have faith in God, and he will get you through each and every day. And let me say a short prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for the gift of your son. We want to talk about God's son because this is God. This is the reason for the season. Let me be his worthy disciple. Ask God for your purpose. I offer my life to you, Lord, so that I might live according to your commandment and according to your plan. I will praise you always and give you thanks as I go through this journey and for you and the love of your everlasting son, because he is the reason for the season. So I know I'm going to get through this time in my life. So give me the strength, Lord, to help me to get through this Christmas holiday. And give me friends and family who will support and understand my feelings. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you in advance for your goodness and your mercy. And Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday, Jesus. So be with friends, family, and enjoy the Christmas holiday. Enjoy the gifts of giving, and I'm sure you have gifts that you're giving and receiving. So enjoy all of those things that you're going to be experiencing for the Christmas holiday. And I am going to do the same thing. So be blessed and have a great and Merry Christmas. And I will probably be tuning in again after, it will probably be after New Year's, but I will let you know because I will be taking care of some things that I need to take care of at my house because I'm having my kitchen redone, not because I really wanted it to, at the time, but now I'm enjoying it because I'm going to get a new kitchen, has some problems with water damage. So I am going to have people around me for the next few weeks trying to get that work done. So pray for me and pray that everything will be in divine order. Be blessed and have a great holiday. Good night. And I'm going to play Charles Jenkins.
The question is, when you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road. When the world is on your shoulders. When your back is up against the wall. What do you do? You hold on and keep the faith. Tell somebody on your road, say,
keep the faith.
Come on, tell faith. Come on, encourage somebody else. Keep the faith. Come on, where do you look? When there's nowhere else to look. Where do you turn?